For Metro Trains, make it to the match. Download Metro Notify and have instant notifications sent to your phone.
Kicks it to a contest. Danaher had it knocked away. Spills to Gibbs. Steps. Kicks a goal.
The bracelet. Not playing any footy anymore this year, Willis, because he's had a pec that's ripped off.
Yep.
Had an operation, but he's come in here to tell us all about it. Brycey, welcome to you.
Yeah, good to be here.
So you're not looking great, to be fair to you. You got the arm in a sling. How much longer is it going to be in there?
Probably another 4 weeks at this stage. It was a pretty serious one, so it's a bit unusual for me. It's my first surgery I've had in 9 years, so it's all new to me.
It's the breast muscle for the man, basically, your pectoral.
Yeah, just the where it attaches to your shoulder there, just yep. Ripped right off. So.
Ooh. So it'd be ugly surgery, I'd imagine, and the recovery wouldn't be great either, because you can't lift your arm up over your shoulder, and showering and all the normal duties would be pretty awkward.
Yeah, it has been a bit annoying and a bit of a pain, but just going to have to put up with it and find a way to get those things done.
Any other things, Bill? It's his left hand, so he should be right.
He's okay, let me tell you, because you don't realise, Jim, until you hurt your hand or arm that you use a lot for different things,
domestic stuff, Jim.
Domestic stuff, and then you think, gee, this is no good. But what is a pec? Okay, what does it actually do? What's
the
pec?
It's the one, Gibbsy, that grows, like when you see blokes that do lots of weights and you've got the big...
Boobs. Boobs.
That's the muscle they're developing.
Right.
I think. Am I right in
saying
that?
I think that's a great name for it, just the boob.
The boob.
That's it.
Oh, you got plenty of injuries down there too at Carlton. What's going on?
Yeah, we haven't had a good run this year with injuries. We sort of, there's always one or two that pop up each week and we just haven't seemed to take a trick at the moment.
And yourself can't take a trick because it was your first game back, wasn't it, after your suspension?
Yep, had a couple of weeks off there and even a couple of weeks off before that with a sore back. So, it hasn't been a good year for me personally, injury-wise.
No.
So that sling tackle, Gibbsy, you must have been bemused after you copped your penalty. And whether that was the right whack or not, let's not even go there. But then what happened afterwards with a couple of other ones?
Jay Schultz on Ted Richards.
Very, very similar to all the rest of us. And yet he was allowed to play footy the next week. You must have sat back and thought, this is a bit strange.
Yeah, I did. I was a bit confused about the whole, how all the others played out. but I don't know. Yeah, what can you say now? I've caught my whack and the other boys didn't. And it's just hard to sit back and you just ask yourself, how do they come to those conclusions?
All right, so Mark Evans came out and spoke pretty publicly about the fact that they got the Schultz one wrong.
Yeah.
But are you any the wiser as a footballer as to what you can and can't do in a tackling situation after you've been through what you've been through?
If you choose to take them to ground and they're going to hit their head, you're going to have to face the consequences if they knock themselves out, I suppose.
Yep.
So if you choose to do that, you run the risk of sitting on the sidelines for a couple of weeks, or actually, who knows? You could go to the tribunal and you might get off. So
all right. So do the coaches though say to you, all right, now that we've experienced one of our key players missing 2 weeks because of something we've taught them to do, which is when you get a player, pin their arms, take them to ground, take them out of the action. We all know that's what players are instructed to do. So do the coaching staff now turn around and say, okay, we have to adjust what we are expecting of you in a tackling situation?
Nah, not down at Carlton. We didn't. JB wanted us to keep that ferocious attack on the footy. And you're right. When you want to tackle someone, you want to take them to the ground so they can't dispose of it and use the footy. So he did say we're not going to change the way we're going to go about our tackling. And if we lose a couple along the way, well, that's just the way it is.
You happy with JB? Not this one. He's a flog. But John Barker. Are we happy with him, Gibbo?
Yeah, he's been really good. He's been around the club for 4 or 5 years as an assistant coach, and he's built up some really strong relationships with the players. And it's great to see the playing group respond after he took over at the midpoint of the year. And he's definitely, he's playing some younger guys, and we're seeing them relish getting some game time and showing their skills off. And I think he's been really good for the group.
Yeah, and you'd like to see him go on and coach next year?
Yeah, I would. He's doing everything he can. It's a tough gig, taking over halfway through the year. And I think he's doing a pretty good job to this point. So hopefully the boys can keep playing well and we can finish off the year well for him.
Well, he's getting effort. That's what you can see, isn't it? I mean, regardless of who is being selected to play for Carlton, and as you said, you've got people like yourself unavailable for selection, so we're seeing some new faces and players. But everyone that's pulling the jumper on at the moment is giving him effort, and that's got to be a key thing for a coach.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, he's just driving those standards back to what's necessary to, you know, week in, week out to play AFL footy. And we think we've got those foundations there now. And, yeah, it's obviously we've got to keep growing and being able to win games of footy off the back of that. But, yeah, like I said before, he's doing everything he can. And I hope we can continue playing well.
Well, the Hawks, Friday night. How do you attack that game?
Yeah, it definitely doesn't get any easier. But, I mean, it's another challenge for a young group, and some other guys are going to get some opportunities. And on Friday night, a big stage again, and against probably the best team in the competition, it's going to be a good opportunity for a young group.
Ooh, well, tough game,
take
Jim.
Take a little break here with Brycey, because there's a couple of Nipsies down there I want to ask you about.
Also,
Different styles.
Yes, what else is happening Friday night, Jim? The 1995 Premiership side.
And a few different prices on offer.
Exactly. Well, they're going retro.
That's a, and we like that.
All right, thanks, Jim. Metro Trains. You can download Metro Notify.
Retro.
Metro Trains, talking about. Client. Download Metro Notify for all your travel notifications. Triple M.